gets open for three. Dagger!
The kick, and here it comes. Swing and a miss! And a World Series Game 7 winning Curly W is in the books!
Washington Capitals are the 2018 Stanley Cup champions!
You like that? You like that? I like that.
You gotta like that, right?
My approval ratings keep going up.
Sorry to keep you waiting, complicated business.
You know, I've been staring at this hat for, I don't know, like the better part of like the last couple of days. It's actually not terrible. Like, Commanders is better Commanders is worse than football team, right?
Commanders is worse than football team.
No, it's not. I don't think so.
The W logo and the seal that they did for the Commanders, not bad. Even the helmet isn't bad with the W.
I don't know. I just kind of like this hat. But, you know, you can't buy football team stuff anymore. Like,
where did you buy that from? Did you get that in Africa?
No, fool. I've had this. It was
Like a new era.
Yeah. It was the Ron edition, on field Ron edition. Yo, can we talk about Ron first? We have so much. There's so much. How did Ron end up with a full time TV gig now? What?
That was a tryout. It wasn't.
And then they had him on there talking about the quarterbacks and what he thinks the Commanders are going to do. The
guy he's blabbered. Just reading the teleprompter.
It's wild to me that this guy doesn't say anything ever.
The most impressive part is he didn't stutter. The way he stuttered during all his press conferences.
He got murdered by the junkies this morning. If you listen to that, he got murdered by them.
How he continues to find way, like, I know people like him in general, and it's a good story. And yes, of course, like, we don't wish cancer on anyone. Yes, blah, blah, blah. But, like, the guy has no personality whatsoever. Like, why is he on TV? And, he was a coordinator for somebody.
He's well respected in the league. I mean, he's well respected in the league circle.
By who?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? This is just a trail of tears everywhere he's been. Carolina's going to stink for 20 more years. And God help us here in D.C. But
you know what's crazy is that his whole philosophy was, I'm going to build the team and then drop the quarterback in at the end, right? We don't have a quarterback. And we have so many holes. He hasn't built anything.
Honestly, listen.
I mean, every position is a position of need.
We have to thank Ron Rivera that he kept kicking the can down the road on a QB, because seeing what Sean Payton did with Russell Wilson and how terrible that contract worked out, and seeing what the Browns are dealing with, with Deshaun Watson, okay. Seeing what the Giants are out on Daniel Jones after their giant contract to him, thank God Ron Rivera kicked the can down the road and he didn't mortgage all our picks and just ruin our future and have us locked into something stupid.
Maybe he didn't mortgage all the picks, but I mean, who was Ron's best draft pick? Was it
like
the guy who's about to be a free agent?
Well.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. I don't know if you can pay.
His inability is a blessing.
I don't know if you can. Well, he also rolled the dice and overpaid on Carson Wentz. He also tried to bring in.
That wasn't devastating, right? Like, that's the main.
The main point. Wentz. No, they traded. They gave up. They overpaid.
1 year contract.
They overpaid for him. And I think they gave up picks too. Didn't they give up picks?
It was devastating, I mean, but something that you could get over quickly, right?
The Broncos are paying Russell Wilson $83 million over the next 2 years, and he's not even that's a disaster. We got penalized $36 million with the Mike Shanahan, Bruce Allen, whatever, right? Yeah. How devastating was that to the franchise for years?
That's true.
$83 million gonna do to the Broncos?
Yeah. Well, and if you're Russell, you're going to get your money, but like, how do you salvage your career at this point? I mean, and I know the popular opinion that maybe he goes to the Raiders, maybe, but I don't
Raiders, see. Steelers, Giants, he can go anywhere because he needs a one-year contract.
I don't want to see him in a New York Giants uniform. I'd rather see him in Atlanta. If he goes to the Falcons, then maybe the Skins have a shot at Landon Kirk. Maybe that's still my outside hope here is that we find a way to trade down and get Kirk, but.
He's already visited the Giants and now going to the Steelers, so it's probably going to be one of those two teams. The word from Pelissero this evening was that Kirk was going to make his decision early in the week. Signs are pointing to Atlanta there.
What would you do if you were Kirk? Would you stay in Minnesota where you kind of have a good thing going? And in a dome, like you don't necessarily have to deal with terrible weather, or do you roll the dice and go to your third team? I mean, this is probably his last big contract. So,
yeah, I mean, he also doesn't, I don't think he cares to win a Super Bowl. He cares to be highly compensated. I don't think he wants to be at the top, but he wants to be well compensated and he wants fully guaranteed money.
Yeah. I mean,
he's going to go to Raheem where he, you know, they're part of the Mike Shanahan tree, McVay tree, whatever you want to call it. Like it's a coaching staff that he's familiar with. I think it's a done deal to Atlanta. And I think he'll be fine there. Like he'll win 8 to 11 games a year and
I don't think that roster is good enough for
eight. I'm gonna.
That roster is good, man. That roster is.
They got Drake London and
Kyle Pitts.
No, don't talk to me about Pitts. Don't talk to me about Pitts. Whatever.
Listen,
He had Arthur Smith as his head coach and OC. Right, Arthur Smith is a dinosaur. He runs the ball 65 times a game. He gave Kyle Pitts no chance to ever succeed.
Well,
so
look,
now he's going to a. He's going to go to a team.
He's trying to get in here, but look, if the Skins got the report card, was it last week or the week before? I don't exactly remember when. Like the FP, we were talking about it offline, right? Like the treatment of families, F, locker room, F, training room, F, training staff, F, weight room, C,
yeah.
Strength coaches, somehow A, but I think that's because of the guy that was pumping him full of steroids that got arrested. I don't know. But
it was
like
their plug, baby. It was their
but
plug.
It is, I mean, what? If you had to give it a percent chance that Kirk returns to Washington, D.C., right? Looking at this roster, just zero, really? 0%.
Zero. Yeah. Zero. Yeah. I think Kirk.
I'll go 10% because Kirk has proven, and this is what I was trying to say earlier, Kirk is looking out for Kirk, right? He has a track record of, I'm going to follow the money, I'm going to bet on myself, and I'm going to go where the contract takes me, where the money takes me. Mm-hmm. And what I was trying to say earlier is I'm going to kind of take a Stephen A. Smith take here. If Kirk wasn't white, right? If he was a brother. God. No, listen. If he was a brother, the media would be going – it would be a circus on how Kirk is treating free agency and always chasing the money and doesn't have the drive or whatever to go for a Super Bowl, doesn't do the hometown contract. Think about it, though.
He doesn't have to do a hometown contract, but you would think him looking at DC, one, he knows this town, he knows the media, and I think he generally understands that at minimum 50% of the fan base would love to have him back, minimum, right? I mean, he would be a significant upgrade, and I don't think anyone can doubt that or argue against it. What's working against it, however, like, yes, a lot of the people that he didn't like are gone, sure. The stadium is still terrible. The stadium is now without naming rights, which we can talk about that in a second, you know, but he's got to look at this roster and say this roster as it currently is constructed right now is a lot worse than the last team he played with here in DC. Like there are a lot of holes, right? Unless they're using that number two overall pick on Harrison, which there's just no way they're going to do that. Like, yeah, they signed Zach Ertz and I think that's actually it's a fine
great deal,
right? For a fine player who doesn't miss a lot of time, right? And tight ends in Washington, D.C., Cooley was probably the last consistent tight end that I can recall, just always suiting up, always available, right? After him came, who was after Cooley? Before Jordan Reed, there was another one.
Fred Davis.
Oh, yeah, Fred Davis. Fred Davis couldn't read the playbook, and then there was somebody else I don't remember.
And then he had Vernon Davis.
Then Vernon Davis was serviceable, right? He was like the AP at the position, right? He was fine. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Jordan Reed, super talented, but I mean, just couldn't stay healthy, couldn't stay on the field. And then it's been just Band-Aid ever since. So like Zach Ertz is a big upgrade at the position.
Well, you need a veteran presence in that.
Sure.
I think you're thinking of Zach Ertz of the Eagles, right? Zach Ertz hasn't played a full season since 2018.
Zach Ertz,
been 6 years.
That was with Cliff. His season with Cliff was pretty good.
I mean, it wasn't bad.
The bar is pretty low. He was almost
1,000 yards and double digits.
I don't want to poo poo on what's his face on his way out. I'm blanking on his name.
Logan Thomas.
I always want to call him
poo poo all over Wilson, him. He's terrible.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Did you see what they did on social media for him? It looked like he died. Did you see that? It was terrible.
Same with Leno.
Like how can that building in Ashburn be filled with so-called professionals that still can't get social media posts right. Like it literally looked like it was not a eulogy.
He,
but
he's dead to us. Memorial. It's fair. He's dead to us.
Well, he's gone. I mean, it just.
No more D-League commentators talking about how we used to be a quarterback at Tech. I'm great. I don't want to hear that anymore.
Yeah,
UVA. I'm good with it. Not Tech. UVA.
Whatever.
No,
but Tech. It doesn't matter. No, UVA.
Pretty sure it was Tech.
I'm pretty sure
it's Tech. I think you're right. I think it was Tech.
It's Tech.
I'm always right, baby.
I think it was Tech.
I think the most telling thing that we need to touch on right now is we have 23 players, I think, that are due to hit the agency, and the team is not making any effort in any of – like, there's wants a complete overhaul. There's nobody that is looking at saying, yes, you can – or you should come back. One was Kendall, but if you look at all the other friends out there, it makes sense to not sign. So much talent out there. Running back, linebacker, safeties. There's so many talent there.
Yeah. All I hear you saying is that there are 23. There's 23 active players and like 27 coaches.
There's a lot of holes to fill. I don't know why you're against how many coaches.
There's too many coaches.
It's a normal amount
of coaches. I also don't know what you're in.
It's a normal amount of coaches.
It just seems like it's excessive. It seems like a lot. And, you know, I don't – the cliff – I mean, look, we are the offseason champions. Like, this is forever and ever true. Like, don't – like, be honest here for a second. You're excited about this this coaching staff. Like
– Yes.
For no reason. Like, we've never seen them actually coach together ever. But you're excited.
Just resume to resume comparison of what Ron brought in and what Quinn brought in. You are doing significantly better just on your resume.
I agree with this statement.
Yeah,
but I'm
you have more talented coaches.
I'm trying to pump the brakes.
I understand pump the brakes, but when you see the product that was on the field for the last 4 years, it was very clear. It was very evident that the coaches were not coaching up these players. There was no improvement from 1 week to another.
Cam Curl might be
the only exception.
No, I mean, you saw Quan Martin, who didn't even see the field the first, like, 5 weeks of the year. I mean, towards the end of the season, he was making plays. He was making interceptions.
Yeah, like, that's fair. But if you're a good coach.
Second-round pick,
it
man.
It shouldn't take you six weeks to get a guy that you drafted on the field.
Oh, I agree. 100%. I'm just saying, to say that they never coached up anybody, I mean, it's not really fair.
No, but that's what I'm saying. How much of that was Quan just kind of figuring it out, talking to the other players and self-coaching over some trash high school football coach that came in and told him what to do?
Yeah, we don't know.
But I do want to talk about this FedEx thing for just a second, right? FedEx was the primary driver behind the name change. And, you know, last week they pulled out of the naming rights agreement, so it's going to be Commander's Field now. Like, I mean, we can probably put together $1,000 and try to get it could be DTC Field for like the home opener or something for homecoming or whatever. But it's fascinating to me that in light of the Wizards and Capitals basically getting their deal, their deal wasn't even voted on. Like all the belly aching from Leonsis and Youngkin and all this stuff. And Stevie came on here as my boy's going to get it done and blah, 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 and all this stuff. If I recall, I think it was FP and myself that basically said, I think this is a ploy. I think he's just trying to get, you know, instead of $600 million or $700 million, he's going to try to get $800 million to retrofit MCI Center or Capital One. And that seems to be what's happening because they won't even put it to a vote in Virginia. But anyway, that site, if you are the Commanders, if you are the new ownership group right now and your name is and frankly, Greg Youngkin, you can't get the Wizards and Capitals. And maybe this was a long con from the beginning. That site is perfect for the Commanders.
Is it big enough?
You're missing an important key, and that's that the bill passed that gave the site of RFK back to DC.
Yeah.
That's a huge bill that passed that puts it right in play to be the site of the new field.
DC wants
RFK to go to the football team.
They just couldn't
do it because it's federally owned.
I think the fans also of the team, I think if you like most of the fans commute from Virginia, but I think most of the fans want the team at RFK. Like, I think that is a true statement. I really do. Like, it is it just if for nothing else, it's historical value. It's like what the Bears did with Soldier Field, right? When they moved and played their games at whatever, you know, collegiate stadium nearby while they retrofit Soldier Field. It was the same thing that the Packers did. It was the same thing that the Vikings did, actually. You remember they played some of their games outdoors somewhere in Minnesota a couple seasons ago. Maybe it was at the Minnesota Gophers.
It was University of Minnesota.
Yeah. So, like, I would commute gladly to RFK, and I think it's just because it's a historic site. Like, that's, you know, kind of where the team is rooted.
It's also historic, but if you do a bird's eye view of DC, it's RFK Monument Capital. Like, it's laid out beautifully in DC, in the city, to be that right side of the city that just brings it all together, right?
Well, there's the infrastructure there to actually get, you know, 60,000-70,000 fans in and out, metro,
right?
You know, it's hotels. It makes sense. I don't think the Alexandria site is large enough for a football field.
I mean, imagine tailgating or having to drive to RFK and then shuttle in to see a game. That would be terrible. Nobody wants that. And the balls on Leonsis to come in and spike the ball like he scored before there was even a vote. It's crazy.
But that's why I think from the beginning they knew this was going to be an uphill, and they just presented it as something that was a done deal. And frankly, like, it's not like, I mean, it's going to be a long time before people care about the Wizards. I mean, they just lost 16 in a row and snapped it tonight against the Hornets. Like, they are, like, historically bad. And the Caps, like, yeah, like, Ovi, he's picking up goals here at a quick pace. But
right. Playoff push is alive.
But the trade,
still retooling.
Trading.
But you beat your rivals yesterday 6-0. So the team can function.
But then today they make a trade for one of the key pieces that's been on the roster for a while, right? In Kuzi. So,
that's a steal. We can get into it if you want to, but it's a steal. Kuzi wasn't going to be on the Caps. He went through waivers. Nobody claimed him.
Yeah.
He dropped him to the Bears, which is our farm team. And then the Hurricanes come in and they say, okay, we want Kuzi. And somehow we got a third round pick out of it. The Hurricanes are idiots. Brian McClellan's a genius. I mean, that's a great.
I mean, he knows what he's doing for sure. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. But I mean, all this to say, like, all of this, like, hubbub, you know, for a new stadium and this and that, like, the teams are just not good, right? I mean,
all four teams, even the Nats. I mean, all four teams in DC right now are,
like, if you think back to when this show started, all the teams were terrible, and then there was a lucky streak.
Lightning in a bottle.
Caps weren't terrible.
Well, they couldn't get out of the first round.
Yeah.
And then just lightning in a bottle, and then you just get, like, competitive, you know, name change and this and that. I mean, the Wizards have been terrible the whole time. But, I mean, the Wizards have been terrible since Gilbert left. I mean, let's be honest. I mean,
No. They had their one run.
I was going to say, yeah, there's 2 or 3 seasons 17. In there. Yeah, I remember watching them against the Celtics with you in where were we? Montreal, I think, for a wedding. But I mean, outside of 2 or 3 seasons with the Wall, Beal,
Porter, Oubre,
yeah, and Gortat, right? Like, after that, it's been trash. And Gilbert, like,
and Pierce, you had Pierce.
Yeah, yeah. Did you call Glass? I called game. Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
But even the Pierce year, that was probably the start of the downhill.
Yeah.
Well, my point, like, I don't know why I was. Well, I remember Gilbert is somebody I still follow, like, on social, like, through our DTC stuff. I actually love Gilbert, and he's a lot smarter than I think people give him credit for. Did you, LP? Did you happen to hear his soundbite about how to fix the NBA?
I did. Yeah, that was. I don't know.
I thought it was brilliant. FP, did you hear this? Did you hear the soundbite with Gilbert?
I heard a little bit of it. I think I agree 100%.
I think everybody agrees. If you really think of, like, if you really look at what he's saying, you basically, for those that weren't following, it was a, you know, they were talking about the modern NBA and about it. Anybody can score and there's no defense, and You know, that it was all kind of a it was a larger discussion around how to fix the NBA, right? They were talking about the All-Star weekend and nobody plays defense, and even in the regular season nobody's playing defense. And you know, his take was, you know, somebody asked him like, how do you fix it? And he was like, just get rid of all your European players because they can't play defense, they can't jump, they can't run.
I mean, it hits home for the Wizards particularly.
Yeah, but I think he's right. I mean, like, what made a guy like Dirk so special when he came in the late 90s to the NBA and succeeded, right? Is that he changed his game. Like, he was a big guy. He was a 7-footer that could shoot threes, but he had to learn how to play defense, right? But the whole league now plays no defense. It's all Euro steps and travels and floaters and threes.
Yeah. When you look at Joker and Luka and all of those guys,
there's Joker, no reason. Is Joker that good? Like, I hear this debate constantly, but Shaq would destroy him. Shaq would literally destroy him. Right? Yao Ming, could he cover
But Joker can shoot.
But Joker can take a step back and shoot and score over Shaq.
Okay, so if you play this era game, right, how does he stack up against like a Hakeem Olajuwon? You can't guard him. There's no way.
But it's a different. I don't know. I don't think you can compare the errors.
I think you can compare errors. I think Gilbert's actually said this a bunch of times. He's like, people look at the 90s Bulls and they're like, oh, the dynasty and 90s Bulls, and no one would have beat them. No, the 2000 Lakers would have beat them. The 2000 Lakers would still be marginally competitive in this current like version of the NBA. But you go back to the 90s, like go back to the early 90s, right? Or the 80s before that, like every team had like a rebounder and then a defensive stopper on the wing. And then one guy who was a 3-point specialist, and then one guy who handled the ball, and then one guy who scored all the points. Like Jordan. And this is the only argument I will ever make against Michael Jordan being considered like the greatest ever in light of Kobe and LeBron and whatever. Right. His job on the Bulls was to take every shot. And he averaged 30-ish points a game. If he had to share the ball with a Kevin Durant or a LeBron or a Kobe or a Gilbert or even a Russell Westbrook, there wouldn't be enough shots for him to get to 30 points in the current NBA.
But that's also the difference his NBA today's NBA is he didn't assemble all-star team. He need to assemble the other big guys and get them on floor with him. He did it himself and elevated the guys around. I mean, that's the end of the conversation, right?
Yeah, but I also don't think. I mean, Jordan was an elite defender. I think he would really struggle if he had to guard like prime Kobe or prime Durant or prime
by himself. Yes,
sure. Yeah, like Scotty handled a lot of the defense, but anyway, I mean, whatever. I would
pay to see Rodman versus what's his face on the Warriors.
I think either way, it doesn't really matter. We can all agree that the modern NBA sucks.
Well, FP, you want to see them like box like your boy Jake Paul and Tyson?
That's gonna be. We might have to have a watch.
We gotta get 20 in here. I can't believe he's not excited about this, Mike Tyson. I mean, I don't want anyone to die.
He's like 55 years old.
He might kill him.
Did you see him? Did you see him practicing?
I am obsessed with training? Mike Tyson. I see everything. Stevie sees everything. He sends me everything.
He's going to punch a hole through Logan's chest. He's
literally going to put a hole in his chest. I mean, there's no amount of money in the world that you could pay me to get in the ring with Mike Tyson. None. Zero.
Yeah.
Because you're going to die. Like, he's got a track record of killing people. Like, not killing.
I can't wait to see it.
Like, he's chewed somebody's ear off in the ring. Like, just think about this first. He's literally taking a bite out of someone's ear in the ring.
He is a crazy man.
Okay. And I mean, no. This fight is... I mean, I remember watching McGregor versus Floyd with our buddy 20, and going into it, he was like, "Oh, this is gonna suck." Whatever. It was an awesome fight. I still have it.
Highly technical fight. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, a couple times you see Connor's like leg come up, you know, whatever. It'll be really interesting to see this, but this won't be competitive. Nobody gets in the ring with Mike Tyson and comes out looking the same way. Like, this is just bad. But
yeah, it doesn't matter how old Mike is. He still looks like a monster. We're losing LP though. This is basically talking about soccer to me.
LP, we can talk about soccer. We could. Hey, have you been following? We could talk soccer. Definitely talk soccer. But hold on. But is anyone going to take Jake Paul? There's no way. Like, I mean, I give him credit. Like, he's turned into a solid boxer, but he's not Mike Tyson. He's not anyone.
I'm more intrigued about Netflix doing live streams of events, because this is like their third or fourth one. It's kind of interesting that they did the SAG Awards or something. They did a soccer game, I think.
Did they?
It's interesting though. They're doing some live streams for big events. It's an interesting field for them.
So they're gonna put this on Netflix and it's gonna be free with anyone with a Netflix account?
I don't know if it's free.
Nobody knows that part yet.
But July 20th, live on Netflix is the advertisement. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean the line. There's no early lines on this too. I don't know if you guys look, but there's nothing. I don't think Vegas.
How do you set the line on that?
I have no idea. Like, what do you do? How do you set a line on this? Like,
so then does the fight even happen?
Oh, for sure.
That's another
for sure.
question. Yeah.
It'll happen. There's too much money to be made. It'll happen.
Huge money grab. Yeah.
It'll happen. Do we want to talk about the Commanders in the second overall pick and what they're going to do, or do we want to pivot and talk? I mean, there's a zillion other things.
I mean, when LP is the number one clickbait reader responder to every tweet, article, and hot take online. It doesn't matter which talking head is posting what stupidity. LP is eating it up. Drake May being the best. Jaden Daniels being the worst. Jaden Daniels all right, being LP. The best. And LP's taking it all.
What do you do at number two?
I mean, you 100% go quarterback. Caleb Williams is going to be gone. You got to pick, you know, May or Daniels. And
all right, who are you picking?
I mean, I flip every day.
I think I'm picking Jaden.
I think I'm picking Jaden because...
Because Ron said so?
No, because...
That should be the reason you don't pick him.
Because he's a game changer?
The line is going to be as bad as our line is going to be. You can't have a statue back there. I know May is athletic, but I don't know. Kind of think back to, like, what if RG3... never busted a knee, right? Like, how good could we have been? You look at, like, Lamar Jackson and, you know, I don't want to say Mahomes, but Mahomes and some of these other, like, mobile running quarterbacks. Even Jalen Hurts
to an extent.
I mean, he's 6'4". He's not. I mean,
but
he's,
he
not,
has he's, that
he's got a small frame.
He's not wide.
Yeah. The RG3
I look at him and I think, I look at him and he just looks like Bryce Young.
Yeah, you also have Howell as your backup. Like,
so why not bring Daniels? Why not bring Sam Howell's best friend in?
And what I'm saying, if Jaden is your guy, and say he gets hurt for a game or two, like, can Sam Howell not go out there and win two games? Of course he can.
He could, but then you're just inviting QB controversy. You know the DC media. If Howell comes in and strings together three wins, nobody's going to want to go back to Jaden.
Not if Jaden has gotten rolled off six wins before that.
I don't know what you're looking at, man. I look at him and he just looks, just doesn't look big enough. He just doesn't look big enough. He doesn't look durable.
It doesn't help that
you know Peters wasn't big on him last year either. Like I appreciate
but
you know
nobody that, was nobody was.
That's fine. Yeah. I appreciate that Cliff is going to have an opinion,
but he won the Heisman. So he was on people's radar.
Didn't Manziel win the Heisman?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Everyone wins the Heisman. I don't care about that.
No, that's like saying everyone wins the Super Bowl. No.
I need them to trade down. That's what I need. I need them to go down to like 7 or 8, and take and just start drafting offensive linemen and wide receivers.
What happens when you accumulate picks is what Ron did in these past 5 years.
Yeah, but Ron had the Mardis. Didn't actually have any talent evaluators.
We still have the Mardis.
I know, which is completely inexplicable why they're still employed. I don't know what value they provide.
What's
they were salesmen for themselves.
What's Mayhew's title? Said we,
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think he's not in scouting or anything like that.
Locker room fluffer. I don't know what he does.
I don't.
I mean, I don't think the Martys are picking who they're going to
pick. Maybe he's Doug Williams' handler. Who cares?
Where is Doug Williams? Where's your boy Jason Wright? Where's this guy? What's that guy's job now?
He came out and said, we're not going to change the name and we're not going to
probably
be in a new field by 2027.
President of Business Ops.
Something like that. Yeah, but I don't know. Until Kirk is signed, I'm holding out 2% hope that maybe you can get him to come back. Maybe.
Did you see when he congratulated Grant and Danny on their 10-year anniversary? He said maybe – he said something – this was like back in January – he said something along the lines of maybe we'll reconvene in DC at the end of my career or something crazy like that. But
well, he used to do the weekly hits with them when he was the backup to RG3.
He did it for 3 years.
Yeah, he did it for a long time. He did it for a long time.
But those guys are plugged in. So I mean, if you hear rumors from them about just
play fantasy GM for a second, if you could get Kirk around, let's say 35 a season for 3 seasons, if you could. And you knew that he was willing and you got him locked in, you could use the second pick at that point on Harrison. You could.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
And it would be a good move and the team would be able to compete right away.
It's an awesome move because you're significantly upgrading quarterback and you're significantly upgrading. Like you're talking about.
Listen, Harrison, I love Kirk.
Hold on. Dotson.
You have to pump it on Kirk.
That's really good. I mean, nothing stops him actually from signing Saquon too.
He's still 36 years old and coming off from an Achilles. You still don't know.
He'll be
fine.
Does
anyone else kind of want Derrick Henry?
I would love to have Derrick Henry. Big
1,000%.
Yeah.
Henry or Swift. Did you see his locker room offseason workouts? The guy is a monster.
Even if
Derrick Henry was Mike Tyson, I would take Derrick Henry.
Yeah. Even if he's not as fast as he was, I would absolutely want him here. Because he can play all three downs. He can pick up a blitz. He can help. Like he can just, you know.
And he just trucks people.
And he trucks people, right?
A change of pace with B-Rob would be beautiful.
But Saquon, like there's actually a lot of running backs that are going to be available, right? A lot.
We're actually, Josh Jacobs. We were favorites for Jacobs, I heard.
I don't mind that either. But I'm just saying, like if you're going into week one with, you know, an upgraded offensive line, which anything is better than what we had. But you've got Kirk, Jahan, Terry, Harrison, Ertz, like, and then maybe Derrick Henry. Like, it does have shades of like Redskins 99, where it's just like grabbing everybody you can. But I don't know. That's pretty good.
I love Terry, and he is highly respectable and job first mentality and all of that. But I think it rubs him the wrong way if you bring in Marvin Harrison Jr. I think he would want out after this season if he knows he's not the guy.
That's fine. He can go. He's not a 1-1.
He's not a diva.
He's not an elite receiver yet.
He's not a 1-1.
I don't see it happening
because then what do you do with Dotson? You put him in the slot? That's not his role.
I mean, whatever. Figure it out.
Dotson just stays your wide receiver too.
Doesn't the air raid have like 5 wide receivers?
No,
but yes. Sets? Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Fine.
There's also rumors that Cliff wants to play with Brown Ravens once we let go of Camille.
I mean, it's all possible. Well, what do we know?
The point is a lot of money that we have to spend and a lot of things that we have to do. So
I mean, it's
a lot of drafts outside of number 2 overall. We still have a lot of drafts, and you're probably going to get a third. For Kendall, if he takes Kendall, lose him. You get
possibly
third comp.
Yeah, that's possible. That's possible. All right, LP. Any final thoughts?
DC United. With a horrible season last year, right? Hired Troy Lesane, who took the Red Bulls.
You have to be their
interim head coach last year. They were the bottom of the league, got them into the playoffs.
You're DC United only fans.
They won.
LP asked me if I'd be down to go to a DC United game for him. And it was the same of asking me if I was down to, like, go have an invasive surgery. Like, it was the same. I was like, it was a painful thought to have.
Why? You don't want to go see the national team play? Why not? At FedEx or Commander's Field?
No. Versus the national team, I'd be down. And 100%, yeah. We have to book World Cup
game. Yeah, but friendlies are friendlies. I mean, it's like going to a preseason game. Oh, I don't want to. I'd rather go to DC United game.
This is a wild take coming from the only person that watches DC United.
Look, Benteke had a hat trick in his first game.
Nobody didn't knows play who the these second game.
I mean, I know who it is, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They stink.
They were down 2-0 to Portland last week in Portland.
Oh my God.
Came back in the 70th minute and tied the game.
Anyway, right? You want to talk about real? We could talk about Arsenal. We could talk about West Ham. We could talk about what's going on across
the world. No one can watch soccer at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning.
It's the best.
We have activities and stuff like
something
that.
Something about just European leagues. I started watching the Netflix documentary, The Formula One Drive to Survive. I am 200% obsessed with Formula One driving now, and I'm going to wake up to watch the race Sunday morning. It's like 7 a.m. I'm so intrigued by it. It's in like Saudi Arabia.
You're not going to wake up at 7 a.m.
Okay. Yeah. I might be going to sleep at 7 a.m., but
I don't know. I've tried with the racing. It's I don't know.
There's so many stories.
There's something that makes me not respect something that I can do. Does that make sense?
You cannot race a Formula One car.
But I can drive a car.
Very, very fast.
Yeah.
By your driving record.
I can make 50 left turns. I can do that.
That's not Formula One. Everyone is left and right turns.
Okay. I'm just saying, like I can't go dunk basketball, right? Like, there's something about sports, like, it needs to be stuff that you, like, normal people can't do. But normal people can drive a car.
Not like that Formula fast.
One racers.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll tell you, I went to the track with someone who is a amateur driver out in West Virginia and sat in the car with him. And to see like how they do the angles and all that. I mean, there's some skill to it.
Yeah. FP, any final thoughts?
I like the comment that just popped up. Whatever Ron Rivera says, do the opposite.
Yeah, why this guy's on TV? I mean, talk about
it. If he says go Jaden, yeah, I want Drake May.
Well, he did say go Jaden.
Yeah, so I want.
I don't want either. I don't want either of them. I think I've been watching on both of them.
Ron's probably said the first name that came to his mind. There's no way he's watched tape on any of them.
For sure.
That's true.
He probably doesn't even know that he's been fired from the Commanders yet.
I mean, it's like, if I ask you, do you like red or blue? Right? Like, it's what's the first thing that pops in your mind? Like
red. Always red. Team red. Did you watch the State of Union? Should we talk about that? I'll save that for Stevie.
I watched it. It was funny.
It was funny.
I was not expecting Joe to be that awake and angry.
Why doesn't he have pupils? Why are there no pupils anymore? Like, I feel bad for the guy.
He was really
just liquid, dark, just black eyeballs. Like, it's just
also Kamala sitting behind her. The entire State of the Union, it looks like she was holding in a fart. Her facial expression just looked like she was uncomfortable and holding in a fart.
All right, boys. All right. The offseason is upon us. We're, what, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks from the NFL draft. I still believe that there will be a trade. I think they will trade. I think they will trade down. I think the...
Well, next week we're going to have to do a show because tampering is
right? Yeah. I love tampering. Tampering starts next week, but they already signed Zach Ertz, so someone figure that out.
No, Zach Ertz was released. That's why.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't on a roster.
It'll be. I mean, look, they've got real decisions to make with Cam Curl, and if nothing else, like, they're gonna have to make a decision. Like, I don't know if he's worth $14 to $16 million. That's a big number for him. Even though I know he's seventh round pick, and he's been great, but That's a big number. And there's a ton of safeties. There's a ton of them.
Yeah, they're saying that the safety market's depleted, right? And none of the safeties are going to get big market deals. So a lot of them are probably going to do one-year deals, short-term deals. And I could see Cam coming back on a one-year deal. But, I mean, not at 14
million. But do you want him back?
I would want him.
I mean, if you have $93 million in cap space, yeah, you got to spend it somewhere.
Well, and keep in mind, this is the first season where they have not just a ceiling, but they also have a floor. So you do legitimately have to spend the money. Like, you can't just hold it. So
I'd like to see it on the offensive line, but
it's not like you can just go out and grab a left tackle. Like the good ones never become available, right? Like that's why you've got to draft quarterbacks, you've got to draft offensive linemen, because you can legitimately get every other position in free agency, and that's been proven time and time again. You cannot get quarterback consistently in free agency, and if you do, you're overpaying for underperformance. And with the offensive line, you're always going to overpay for underperformance because the good ones get locked up for a career. Like, you know, we talk about Clay Travis saying always draft a quarterback. I mean, you should always be drafting a left guard, like always.
Left tackle.
Like, because if you get one, you're set for. I mean, we've seen it here in DC how many times.
You can get guards and centers in free agency. It's much harder to get tackles. There's I think one good tackle out there from Cincinnati.
Well, the Jags are rumored to be potentially releasing Brandon Sheriff. Right, bring him back. He's great. Bring him back. We should have never let him go. So we'll see. Thank you, boys, for making time. FP, it's good to see you. LP, it's good to see you as well. My name is Joe. The show is DTC, available wherever you get your podcast. Just search DTC or type in Defeating the Curse. Until next week, or maybe next week. For now, we are out.